Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. I'm going to start with a continuation of the article from Prevention Magazine, and we're up to Engage Your Five Senses. Connect with all of your senses, sight, touch, hear, smell, and taste, to ground yourself in the present moment. When you're grounded, it lowers your blood pressure and reduces inflammation throughout your body. This is by Ella Dove. Your five senses can help you ease anxiety by encouraging you to focus on the present moment and help you reduce symptoms of stress and worry. As you age, your senses decline, so it's important to actively and consciously engage them regularly. Neuroscientist Tara Swart Biber, MD, explains that when your body is stressed, even sometimes when you're doing nothing, you're in fight or flight mode. The difference between the non-relaxed mode and the relaxed mode is your stress hormone levels, Dr. Swart Biber says. When cortisol is high, which happens when you're really focused, switched on, busy, or stressed, that prevents your body from going into rest and repair mode because it's trying to make sure you can meet any challenges. It's so important that we learn to encourage a switch to recuperative mode using the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps us rest and digest. Regular yoga classes and the occasional Netflix binge can help ease stress in the short term, but how can you make real change for the long haul? Dr. Swart Biber suggests homing in on the five senses to focus on what you're experiencing rather than multitasking. Here's how to do that. 1. Smell. The olfactory nerve connects to the part of the brain associated with memory and emotion. That's why you'll be able to think of a smell that evokes a childhood memory quite easily. It's also why scent is so powerful. You can use different scents to create links in your brain. An obvious one is lavender, which is associated with sleep. Citrus scents are used for energizing, and rose for optimism. It's about discovering what works for you. Or try frankincense, which has been used for centuries to help relieve anxiety, says Amy Bonfield, a former spa manager in England. It has a relaxing effect on the diaphragm, encouraging deeper breathing and lowering stress levels, she says. 2 is sound. There's a reason why they play gentle Zen music in spas. Certain sounds, especially those from nature, have been scientifically proven to help you relax. Researchers at Brighton and Sussex Medical School in England have found that playing natural sounds affects your body's fight or flight response, increasing the resting activity of the brain. Sound therapy is a holistic treatment that uses sound, vibration, and different frequencies to put you into a deep state of meditation, says Faranza Ali, known as the sound therapist on Instagram, at the sound therapist. We use singing bowls, gongs, and drums to generate sounds that wash over you, which is why we call sessions a sound bath, Ali says. Higher frequencies are the most stimulating and used when someone is feeling stuck or blocked, whereas lower frequencies are calmer and more restful, perfect for tackling stress and anxiety. Sound healing allows your brain to move from a beta-dominant brainwave state, when you're focused, concentrating, or stressed, to a relaxed and restful alpha-dominant brainwave state. The sounds you hear also trigger your parasympathetic nervous system. Your breathing becomes relaxed and your heart rate slows down too. This will encourage your body to fall into a deep, relaxed state. Therapeutic sound work can also improve your sleep, as well as help with pain management, even lower high blood pressure. Next, we have taste. It's easy to forget this sense when it comes to relaxation. You already know that sugar and caffeine stimulate your system. For the opposite, try chamomile tea to reduce anxiety. Oily fish to regulate dopamine and serotonin, which have calming and relaxing properties. And dark chocolate, which contains flavonoids, antioxidants that improve blood flow to the brain, promoting its ability to adapt to stress. Dr. Bieber says, Deepak Chopra taught me the idea of putting a grain of sugar in your mouth and savoring it, imagining the sugarcane field where it came from and how far it has traveled, connecting to that sense in a deep way. That is very relaxing because when you're focused on that one taste, you're not worrying about yesterday or tomorrow. You become present. Next, we have touch. There's a reason massages are so relaxing. Skin is the body's largest organ, so it's extremely sensitive to external stimuli. One of the fastest routes to relaxation? Warm it up, either in a bath or with the heat of the sun. Stretching your muscles is important, too. Yin yoga is great for going deep, but simply stretching for a few minutes per day can help you soothe stiff joints, reduce chronic stress, improve sleep, and revive energy. And finally, we have sight. Often we see only what is right in front of us, says Nick and Eva Speakman, therapists and the authors of Everyday Confidence. By expanding your scope of vision, you distract your mind, which can help you relax. Try looking at five things you wouldn't normally notice, such as the stitching on your sofa, the curve of the skirting board, or the direction of the carpet pile. To intensify the experience, close your eyes and imagine observing the intricacy of the face of a loved one, the petals of a flower, or the ripples of an ocean. Another way to harness this powerful sense is through art therapy. Art can be therapeutic, allowing people to experience and understand their own emotions in new ways, says Sarah Stein Lubrano, a researcher at Oxford University. She looks at a few favorite paintings. You can achieve the same impact by viewing any type of artistic medium. Now, looking at AARP, the bulletin, create new ideas to help older Americans. AARP finds and develops technology that will transform aging. Technology changes everything about our lives, including how we age. Sometimes great new tech ideas need help to rise above the clutter. Since late 2021, Age Tech Collaborative from AARP has sought out companies with great products that make aging easier, burgeoning businesses that need help shaping and, in some cases, funding their ideas through the startup stage. The Age Tech Collaborative invites entrepreneurs to pitch their products or technologies to experienced panels that select a handful of the best from thousands of entrants. Those winners get access to the Age Tech Accelerator Program, which connects them with professionals who can refine the product and think through how to best deliver it to the market. The stakes are high. Older Americans have an estimated $8.3 trillion to spend. The Age Tech Collaborative has about $6 million invested in 83 startups to help you get better programs to market while generating a financial return to AARP. AARP measures how many older adults have gained a direct benefit from companies the collaborative helped, more than 2 million as of 2023. What kinds of companies catch AARP's eyes? Ones like Zibrio, which produces a smart scale to help people improve balance and avoid falls. Presidio, a tech-forward way to secure your most important documents and information. And Mighty Health, a digital wellness system that is custom-made for people over 50. Some of the companies AARP helps nurture become part of the AgeTech Collaborative Ecosystem, an online community of more than 500 startups, select investors, and others who share a common goal, to provide high-quality and innovative products to serve older consumers. Here are some recent products embraced by the AgeTech Collaborative. Brain Health. Map Habit is an app that helps people with dementia or brain injuries by creating guides that assist them in completing tasks made difficult by their condition. Caregivers can generate digital or paper maps for those with cognitive impairment with instructions and schedules for daily functions and exercises, taking medication, and other requirements. Caregiving. MiCare, M-I-I-C-A-R-E, creates products such as sensors, smart wearables, and a digital app that monitor health conditions, prevent falls, and provide alerts to caregivers and healthcare providers. The company's products can help provide peace of mind for families and caregivers through continuous health monitoring and care management. Women's Health, ROSY, R-O-S-Y, is an online community that supports women facing sexual health challenges, from fading desire to sexually transmitted infections. The platform offers customized tools, specifically designed content, and expert guidance to help navigate and improve sexual well-being. Social isolation. BREAM, B-R-E-A-M, is an online platform that provides learning opportunities among a community of older adults, along with advice on health needs. BREAM offers online classes such as writing, drawing, and dance that inspire creativity and physical health and build social connections. Vivo is a live, interactive online fitness program for older adults with a focus on increasing muscle strength and function with proven outcomes. Users can measure progress and stay accountable by creating a community within the platform. Life Transitions, Live Now Relocation, that's L-I-V-N-O-W, Relocation, helps older adults and their families transition from their homes into 55-plus living communities. Clients can find comprehensive help with a challenging life change. Wearable Tools, Lotus, is a ring for people with limited mobility that allows them to control objects at home, such as lights and television systems, simply by pointing. Unlike Alexa, Lotus needs no apps, no rewiring, and no internet. And finally, we have Xanders, smart glasses, caption in-person conversations in real time in front of the wearer's eyes, fostering better communication for individuals with hearing challenges. Next, also from the bulletin, we have a Medicare Made Easy column. I'm 70. I have only retiree health insurance and not enough quarters to qualify for premium-free Medicare Part A. If I return to work to earn the missing quarters, will I have to pay a late enrollment penalty when I eventually join Medicare? The answer is probably. Most people qualify for premium-free Part A if they, or their spouse, paid Federal Insurance Contributions Act, FICA, FICA, taxes, during their working years. If you do not have enough credits for paying FICA, usually 40 or 10 years of work, you will have to pay a premium for Part A. The amount varies on the number of credits you have. In 2024, $505 a month for less than 30 credits, $278 a month for 30 to 39 credits. If you delay enrollment into Part A because you or your spouse are actively working and covered by employer insurance, and you earn enough credits by the time you stop working, you won't have to pay a late enrollment penalty when you first enroll and can get Part A premium free. But Medicare does not count COBRA or retirement insurance, and if you've used one of those coverages, you must pay a penalty. For Part A, this penalty is 10% of the highest premium, and you pay it for twice the number of years you were not signed up. My husband had a stroke and needs to go to a skilled nursing facility. Is there a way I can check which local ones accept Medicare and are high quality? Skilled nursing facilities, SNFs, are a valuable tool to help people with rehabilitation needs after a hospital stay. Though SNFs may be co-housed in a nursing home, they are intended to provide short-term inpatient services before the patient returns home. Medicare has a comparison tool that helps you assess those in your area. Go to medicare.gov/care-compare and click on Nursing Homes Including Rehab Services to search by zip code. The tool lets you compare quality scores and learn more about the types of conditions treated. Just a reminder, for Medicare Part A to cover your husband's stay in an SNF, he must have spent at least 3 nights in a hospital, inpatient, and entered the facility within 30 days of leaving the hospital. Last question. I've heard that next year the donut hole is closing for good, and there's a cap on how much I'll pay for medications. Is that true? Yes, it's true. The donut hole, or Part D coverage gap, happens when a drug plan imposes a limit on what they will cover for prescriptions. Once you and the plan have spent up to a certain amount, $5,030 for covered drugs in 2024, you enter the donut hole. In this gap, you pay 25% of the cost of your prescriptions until you reach the maximum out-of-pocket spending limit. The Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 included a provision to close the donut hole for good. Beginning in 2025, you will not pay more than $2,000 out of pocket for your Medicare-covered drugs. Moving on to AARP the magazine, the latest edition has a special section, Tech for Everybody. And actually, it starts at the back of the magazine, and you have to turn the magazine upside down to get to this part. So here we go. Some people get all starry-eyed over the latest high-tech gadget or service, daydreaming about the moment they can show it off to their envious friends. We are not those people. We want tech because it makes life easier in some way. So, in this edition of AARP, the magazine's annual tech guide, we sought out products, services, and tips that are useful. What a concept! On the following pages, you will find guidance about the personal tech that can help you connect with your family, find relevant news and information, get around more easily, and manage your money and health. In the end, you'll have something really valuable to show off: knowledge. Stay connected. You want to see what your kids or grandkids are doing in their lives. So which social media site is best to use? Social media might seem like the best way to check in with your young adult or teen kid or grandchild, since they are so often buried in their phones, regularly posting photos and videos, and checking in on their friends. But be careful. There are rules and guardrails. In the social media age, the worst thing is when your parents and grandparents show up, says Karen North, clinical professor of communication at the University of Southern California. You don't want to be part of a kid's core group of friends on social. That's where they do their silly, embarrassing stuff. Do's and don'ts of social media. Don't use platforms like Snapchat and TikTok, where the silly friend stuff thrives. Do use tools that allow a quick hello, such as Be Real or Locket, at regular intervals. You send a picture or a short video to one another. You want to make it fun to have a relationship with other generations, North says. Do use Instagram. Kids can filter which posts you see. What about younger kids? Got young grandkids who live far away? A private channel on YouTube or Vimeo is a great way to stay in touch. Check the settings so that the videos go to only those you share the link with. Record videos of yourself reading bedtime stories or telling tales of interesting things in your life. The kids can watch and rewatch as often as they want. Make better video calls. Video calls no longer require you to sit staring at a camera. Several services will work on small laptop devices such as Google's Nest Hub, Max, or Amazon's Echo Show. With these screens, you can chat with friends as you move around the kitchen. Messaging without texts. If your cellular carrier still charges you to send or receive texts, or if you have friends or family overseas where extra charges may apply, you should consider other mobile messaging options. WhatsApp is popular, says Andrew Selipak, a professor at the University of Florida's College of Journalism and Communications. It lets you send a message, photo, video, or even a voice note for free to anyone else with the app, regardless of where they live. Others include Facebook Messenger and Signal. There's some security tips here. Don't share your address, your grandchild's school's name, anything in the background that might be personal or private. Pay. Transfer money to a friend. You and a friend have agreed to split the lunch bill, but you don't have enough cash on hand, or maybe the restaurant doesn't want to take two credit cards. Settling your debt can be done in seconds with one of the many cash transfer apps available. Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App are popular options and can be linked to a bank account or credit card. Keep track of your finances. Credit cards don't feel like real money, and now we have digital wallets and virtual ways to pay, says Andrea Warwick, a personal finance expert who appeared on the Today Show and in the Wall Street Journal. You have no idea at the end of the month how much you spend and how much you owe, and that can get you into trouble. Popular new solutions include online financial programs like Simplify, Rocket Money, and Monarch Money. By using these tools, you can get an overview of your finances all in one place without having to log in to various accounts. Improve your credit score. In March, it was reported that for the first time in a decade, Americans' average FICO credit score had declined. The first step in improving your score is understanding it. Apps like Credit Karma, Aura, and Credit Sesame will monitor your credit and warn you of potentially fraudulent activity. They will also suggest ways to boost your score. It's worth noting that these apps act as middlemen. They organize information in a format that's easy to digest, but you can go to the service and deal directly online with Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, the major credit bureaus, says Bruce McClary, spokesperson for the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. A security tip. Vet that app. Before entering any money info, check the app company's reputation with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Federal Trade Commission. How to find your friends on payment apps. Download a payment app, set up an account, and link it to your credit or debit card. The app will walk you through the steps. The app might use Bluetooth to display your nearby friend's account, or apps let you send a payment by phone number or email address. The app might also ask you to enter part of the recipient's phone number just to ensure that the money is going to the right Jane Doe. Tune in next time for some more tips just like these. For now, let's go back to the bulletin and look at some quotables. I would rather leave a couple years too early than a couple of years too late. It's been a great 40 years. And that was from Pat Sajak, 77, on retiring from Wheel of Fortune. I don't think I'm telegenic. I'm one of those artists who should be heard and not necessarily seen. That's Billy Joel, who's 75. I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but I can remember what I did when I was 15 years old. It's amazing. That was Dick Van Dyke at 98. Losing my parents broke me, and I'm telling the audience, here's how you can survive this. Find humor in everything. That was actor, comic Marlon Wayans, 52. I don't get much of a buzz from performing with The Who. If I'm really honest, I've been touring for the money. That's guitarist Pete Townsend, 79. As you age, you either become your worst self or your best self. I feel like I've become my better self. Steve Martin, 79. No one's ever cried themselves to death. You can cry a lot, and I have, but you do get to the other side. Valerie Bertinelli, 64. She never made it about what we didn't have. She made it about what we did have and how to celebrate that. Whoopi Goldberg, 68, talking about her mother. I want to get out, take my dress off, put my jammies on. It's kind of like the opposite of Cinderella. Nicole Kidman, 57, on leaving parties. I want to go out singing a high note. I want to ascend to heaven as I'm standing there singing the highest note I can. Singer Wynonna Judd, 60. I like that I miss tennis. It's a good miss. It's like nostalgia. Retired tennis champion Serena Williams, 42. And finally, how do you stay married for 47 years? You get a little hard of hearing, both of you. That's Judge Judy, 81. Now we have time for a couple more tips on saving money. This is for dental. For cleanings and x-rays, visit a hygienist instead. At least 42 states allow dental hygienists to create and treat patients without supervision or authorization by a dentist. Rules vary, but in most of those states, a hygienist can do your cleaning, x-rays, sealant, and fluoride treatments. The cost is often less than at a dentist's office. For your phone and TV, try free streaming services. A fast-growing segment of the TV over the internet industry is services you can tune into at no charge. You'll have to sit through ads, but you will pay nothing to watch a lot of shows and movies. Popular services include Amazon, Freevee, Freevee, Pluto TV, Tubi, and the Roku channel and Crackle. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I do hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.